Hi there, and welcome to the NTU podcast, your number one place to find out everything there is to know about NTU, student life here, how to apply, and even what happens when you graduate. Today's episode is all about international scholarships, and we've got a great panel here today to talk through about what they are, how to gain one, and even some tips and tricks. So if I head over to you first, Billy, to introduce yourself, that would be great.
Yeah, thank you, Katie. I'm Billy, and I'm one of the international recruitment officers here at Nottingham Trent University. Essentially, my role entails supporting international applicants coming to study.
Amazing. And we've even got a fantastic student here today who has actually gained a scholarship to find out a little bit more about it. So if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself.
Thank you. My name is Irifua Jan. I'm from Ghana and I am the recipient of an NTU Excellence Scholarship.
Amazing. Oh, wow. That's incredible. And what course do you study, sorry?
I study law. I'm in the first year.
And how are you finding it?
Oh. It's okay so far. Not too bad.
Amazing. Thanks both. And my name's Katie. I'm part of the marketing team here at NTU and also an NTU alumna who graduated in 2019. So I'm a little bit out of the application route now, but I'd love to know a little bit more about it. So yeah, I'm really excited for today's episode. So let's jump right in. So the first thing we're going to speak about is what type of scholarships are actually available for our international students. And Billy, as our international scholarship expert, I'm obviously going to come to you. So if you wouldn't mind running through a bit of a summary of the scholarships that are available, that'd be great.
Yeah, of course. So we actually have a really wide range of international scholarships available at Nottingham Trent University. Every single scholarship essentially gives students a tuition fee discount if they're awarded it. So it's a reduction in your tuition fees, and the reduction depends on the scholarship you're awarded, ranging from £2,000 all the way up to a 50% fee reduction.
Wow.
So really generous. And these scholarships can be competitive, especially for the higher end, but an amazing opportunity for students to make the most of.
Definitely. Sounds incredible. So there seems like there's quite a few different ones that can apply for. When about should students start thinking about applying for scholarships?
So essentially, before you apply for a scholarship, you will need an offer to study from Nottingham Trent University. So I always recommend once you receive your offer from NTU, then you can start thinking about applying for the scholarship. We do have multiple deadlines across the year, so often it means if you apply earlier, you can get a decision sooner, and then you can start making other arrangements and things like that.
Start getting excited.
Yeah.
So Billy's just let us know a little bit about kind of when to apply throughout the year, on like how quickly you should do it after your application. Yura, do you remember in your application journey when you applied for a scholarship?
Yes, I applied, I think about a month after I got my offer in February, and I received my acceptance letter not too long after.
Oh, amazing. So you were on it. You knew.
I was sharp.
I love that.
The good news is students only need to make one application and they get considered for every single scholarship that they're eligible for, with the application including a written piece, essentially selling yourself, letting us know why you should receive a scholarship, what extracurricular experience you have, academic experience, why you've chosen your course, and also why you've chosen NTU specifically.
I love that. Does that sound a little bit like what you put in yours?
Exactly. Yes, exactly that.
Can you remember anything specifically that was in there that you want to talk about? Any particular extracurriculars?
I said everything I did, from how I played in a football team to how I was head girl and head usher and all of that. I put in all of my extracurriculars and a lot of my academic achievements as well. I thought I need to say everything I've done because nothing can stop me from getting the scholarship.
I'm surprised you could fit all that in 500 words,
oh,
actually.
Goodness. It wasn't easy. It definitely wasn't easy, but it's possible.
And look where it got you. How amazing that you managed to get the scholarship with it.
Yeah,
it's really great to hear about, you know, how to apply and what the deadlines are. But if there's anybody sort of listening or watching at home thinking, what else does a scholarship bring? You know, why should I apply for and why should I spend the time filling out this application? I think it'd be great to touch on those great points to just really find out why should students apply for a scholarship. And obviously, with you being an amazing scholarship winner, which is just so incredible, it would be great to hear about the benefits that you found of having a scholarship and being a student at NTU, if you wouldn't mind sharing.
I'd say, why shouldn't you apply? There's so much to gain and absolutely nothing to lose. I think the biggest motivation for applying for me was that it reduced the financial burden on myself and my parents. It definitely allowed me to focus more on my academic work and my extracurricular activities without the burden of having to figure out where I'm supposed to get money from and all of that. So it was really good. Also, I got the opportunity to network with other international students at the Scholarship Awards Celebration. So at the annual Scholarship Awards Celebration, there is a wider opportunity to network with other international students. And there is no better place to network, in my opinion, because you will literally be in a room filled with winners.
It's exactly like you say, you're in a room full of like-minded people, right? And you've all got this incredible, you know, award that you all share together, and it's such a great unity. But like you say, it's really, really nice experience.
Yes, definitely.
Is there anything else that you feel like the scholarship award really benefited you of? Potentially anything to do with your, you know, motivation while you're studying?
Yes, 100%. I think receiving a scholarship filled me with so much pride. And in my opinion, I, you know, walk with my shoulders back and my head high, knowing that I got a scholarship. And there really is sort of a pressure to live up to the award that you've been given. But it's good pressure because it encourages me and motivates me to work harder in classes and prove to my parents and prove to myself that I really did deserve the scholarship.
Amazing. Obviously, the university has seen something incredible in you, and it's just supposed to be so inspiring to go to university every day and know that, you know, it's like another thing to work towards. It's a really special thing. Oh, honestly, that was so nice for you to tell us all that year. Honestly, I feel so proud for all our scholarship winners, and the scholarship awards is such a magical evening, and it's always such a great atmosphere, and I always love attending. Billy, is there anything that we've missed off talking about there that you want to include?
Beyond the big things you mentioned, also our scholars often are highlighted by the university when it comes to other opportunities that might be available alongside your studies.
Like this, yes, such like as today. Into your podcast.
Yes. Exactly. So whether that be ambassadorial work, other kind of work opportunities alongside your studies, and also just being able to say that you're an NTU scholar is something incredible that you can add to your CV, your resume, something you can bring about when it comes to job interviews, perhaps, or talk about. So yeah, we find that our scholars do really well alongside their studies and also after they've graduated as well.
But mainly that you get to come on the NTU podcast.
Exactly. This itself is a benefit.
This is what you've been working towards. Yes. This whole time. One of the benefits that you've spoken about there, Billy, is just that, you know, great sense of pride and, you know, how amazing it is that you've managed to achieve this scholarship. And here, like you were saying as well, Ira, about like you're at a university that's awarded you a scholarship, that's just such an incredible feeling. I'd love to hear a little bit more about how it felt to actually gain that scholarship and, you know, open that email wherever you were and find out that you were coming to NTU with that scholarship, if you wouldn't mind sharing.
When I received the scholarship offer, I was in boarding school. It was in the middle of A-levels, and just like any other day, I opened my Chromebook to check my email to see if I got any updates from any university. And then I see the scholarship offer. It says, congratulations on your NTU Excellence Scholarship. And I'm a very composed person, so I bowed my head, I thanked God, and I smiled wide. And it wasn't the amount I hoped for. But I sent the email to my parents, and I closed it. I thought, okay, let me focus on learning for an exam. Let me not get too excited right now. And a couple of hours later, I check my emails again, and it's a reply from my mother. She says, congratulations, yes, well done, thank God. And I said, ooh, and it excited me because, you know, you don't always grasp the full weight of an achievement until someone reflects it back to you. And her response made it even more exciting, and it made it even more significant, just receiving that email. So yes, but I did have to go back to learn for my A-levels, so I couldn't be excited too much.
Back
then.
In the zone now. Can't get too excited.
Right.
Oh, I bet your parents were just so proud. Oh. What an amazing achievement.
They definitely were. Because, you know, my father said, since when I was in year 12, my father always said, you know, learn hard so you can get a scholarship and go to school in England. And so I took it as, okay, if I don't get a scholarship, I'm not going to school in England. So that was my motivation. Yeah, so yeah, they were very excited. And I was excited because getting the scholarship and applying for the scholarship was sort of a thank you to them because they've done so much for me already. And just getting the opportunity to have them pay less of what they would have originally paid was the biggest blessing to me. It was a thank you to them.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us and all the listeners. That's so incredible to hear how proud they are and how amazingly you felt to be able to give that back to them. It's really, really special. And I'm sure if people were maybe considering applying for a scholarship before listening to this, now they'll be like, yes, I definitely want to have that feeling.
Please do.
Yes. You want to have that feeling as well. But I want to know a little bit more from you both about what should people put in a scholarship application? What are the top tips for an international scholarship application? Billy, I'm going to come to you first as our expert and knowledge of all scholarships. Can you let our listeners slash watchers know how they should apply for a scholarship and what specifically they should put in to make a really strong application?
Yeah, of course. So I think firstly, just have that confidence to apply. There's, as you said, no reason why you shouldn't apply for an international scholarship. You've received an offer from Nottingham Trent University, so we already want to welcome you as a student. And then my second tip would just be, make sure you've read the question. Make sure you're answering what the university is asking of you, and really dedicate some time and effort to writing your scholarship statement. Because this is what we're going to be reading as a university, and this is what's going to be making those decisions on which scholarship you're awarded. So make sure you've done your research into the university, into the course that you're applying for, and really sell yourself. Tell us about all the amazing achievements, work-related experience, volunteering, extracurricular activities you've gotten involved with, because we want to give scholarships to students that we know are going to succeed on their course, but also get involved within the wider community here at NTU. And then thirdly, this may seem obvious, but proofread your application. Maybe ask parents or friends to read through it for you, give you some feedback, and just make sure you're submitting the best piece of writing that you can.
And I'm guessing at schools, did you get any help specifically from like careers advisors or anything like that? Do they help with sort of scholarships applications or not really?
I applied individually.
Right, okay.
So I'm sure it is available to other people to get help, but I applied independently, so I did everything myself, really.
You don't need any help.
Oh, you, no, didn't, please. You didn't need any help.
For my essay, I sent it to my parents, I sent it to my aunts, I showed it to my English teacher, anyone that could help me proofread it, just to get a new set of eyes to read it and make sure everything was fine before I submitted it, because it was my life. I wasn't going to gamble with my life, please.
Just someone check it one more time. Right. One more time, yes. Will help. Yeah. Amazing. So how else did you kind of approach writing your statement? Did you have a plan of what you wanted to write? Did you kind of ask for inspiration from anywhere? How did you kind of come about to be doing it?
So I started with the end in mind. I asked myself, what do I want the reader to learn about my life and my experiences? And so I wanted them to feel my passion and eagerness through my essay. And so I listed all of my accomplishments and achievements, and I wrote them in full sentences. I used very emotive and expressive language. More than anything, I wanted the reader to know exactly who I was and what I had achieved and what my aspirations and motivations were, so that by the time they finished reading the essay, they would think, okay, she deserves a scholarship. We need to give this girl a scholarship.
But even having you on the podcast today and hearing about like your journey and everything that you've done, I can completely understand why how the expressive language came through.
Thank you.
Incredible with words. So I can imagine reading that how the, you know, application team here will have felt. So Ira, what would be your number one piece of advice if you had a student come to you and says, I'm writing an application for NTU, what would be your one piece of advice that you'd give them?
No matter how small your achievement seems to be, make sure that if you can relate it to the question, you include it in your essay. Don't be shy to boast about yourself in your essay and celebrate your achievements. It doesn't matter how small they may seem to be, you know, whether you have led a team before or won some kind of award, by all means, talk about it in your essay. And it doesn't have to be anything over the top, like finding a cure to cancer or flying to the moon. It doesn't have to be anything like that. But whatever little thing you believe has influenced you and that you would be able to explain to answer the question why you'd be a good NTU scholar, by all means, please put it in your essay. Don't be afraid. And don't procrastinate, please. I think that's my biggest thing. Don't put it off. You know, for me, it was so important to me because it determined whether I would be able to come to this university or not. Getting a scholarship determined whether I'd be able to come to this university or not. So you need to give yourself as much time as possible to write your essay and go over your application, and don't leave it to the last minute, please. Don't leave it to the last minute.
And what actually was it about NTU that sort of drew you to the university?
It was definitely the generosity of NTU when it came to international scholarships. I knew that if I'd come as an NTU scholar, I'd feel supported and valued. And so that is what ultimately drew me to NTU.
Amazing. Oh, that's so nice to hear. Roughly, how many students would you say get a scholarship and how many do we offer out as an institution?
So it's hard to put a specific number on it. However, I would say that we are generous with the amount of scholarships that we do award. I wish we could give it to every single student that joins us. Unfortunately, that's just not feasible. However, if you apply, if you put some really good effort into writing your application like you did, mm-hmm. you research the course, you do all the things that you suggested, then you've got a really good chance of achieving some kind of scholarship.
It's great to hear that NTU offer out so many different scholarships. And as you say, you wish you could give them to everyone. But what advice would you give to people who maybe apply for a scholarship but then don't quite get one?
Yeah, sure. Well, they've still applied to a very cost-effective university. The quality of education, the cost of living in the city of Nottingham are really well balanced. And I think you get a really good deal as such for the level of education that you're receiving. Mm-hmm. And also, we have lots of international students that join us without a scholarship. So it's not a necessity for everyone.
And do you agree with the cost of living in Nottingham and it's a nice balanced lifestyle here?
Yes, definitely. I definitely do. It's a great city. And the quality of education at NTU is top notch.
Guys, that's all we have time for today on this episode of the NTU podcast. Thank you both so much for coming on and talking to us about international scholarships, whether it's the different types and how to apply, and also just your own personal journey area. It's been so lovely to hear about it. And I hope that whether you're listening and watching to this at home, it's really inspired people to look at our scholarships and yeah, really want to have that feeling that you did, which is just so nice. But yeah, thank you both so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been lovely. Thank you.
No, honestly, thank you both so much for coming. And for everyone that's listening or watching at home, you can join us next time for the NTU podcast. See you later. Bye.
See ya.